Final segment here on the Fast Lane across the Virginia Talk Radio Network. There's a lot to unpack, by the way, from Michael Smith of the Sports Business Journal and Sports Business Daily, and we'll do that tomorrow on the Fast Lane. Plus, some commentary from John Crotty in our interview with him last week about the NBA and their efforts, as many sports leagues are doing this right now, professional sports leagues, to try to return to normal. But we need more time to do that, and we only have a couple of minutes left here on the Fast Lane. So we did want to share with you some interesting insight and information. This is according to Juliet KM, I believe that's who it is. This is a Harvard professor and CNN analyst, so fairly well-documented and well-credible source. Wimbledon apparently had the foresight to pay for pandemic insurance for the last 17 years. And so as a result of the 2020 coronavirus cancellation, they will actually receive $141 million from the policy. Pandemics were a known and insurable risk. This also according to Darren Revell, who's obviously a noted sports business analyst. And it partially explains the reason why Wimbledon would just prefer to go ahead and cancel this. But you know, from a raw business standpoint, I think we've seen with most sports leagues, Wimbledon, not, you know, in tennis, not the only one, but most sports leagues, whether it was the French Open just ultimately announcing, hey, we're going to move our event to the fall, or other leagues taking more calculated measures, Kentucky Derby, golf's reshuffled schedule, there's no British Open, much like no Wimbledon. But it certainly is unique to the areas the events are taking place in. And again, we reference Wimbledon not participating in an event this year, nor the British Open. Not far-fetched to believe that the fact that Britain is a fairly condensed area with their population, that played into it. Paid labor and unpaid labor also play into it, as we discussed with Michael Smith. That interview will be up shortly at the Fast Lane with Ed Lane podcast. Weigh in, Fast Lane, Ed Lane, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.